Hello, Alyssa.
Hi. Aliessa, how are you?
Did I pronounce your name correctly? I'm so sorry.
It's okay. I think you called Alyssa. It's Aliessa.
Aliessa. Oh, such a pretty name.
Yep.
Everybody probably always messes it up, right? Aliessa.
Yeah, it just
okay.
Has an E.
Okay. Let me make sure. Let me write that down because I want to make sure that I don't mess that up. Aliessa. So you pronounce the E, right? Aliessa.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. So nice to meet you, and I'm so sorry about that.
Me too.
I get so upset with myself when I do that. Everybody always mispronounces my name, too.
Oh, no.
Or they misspell it at Starbucks.
Yeah. I think they do that on purpose.
Yeah, it's such a thing. Do you do that? Are you, like, messing with me today? Really nice to meet you, Aliessa. My name's Nadine Medina, by the way. I'm one of the specialists here in the department that handles the pricing for your area. And it looks like you've been speaking here with Mary, my representative, and she was going over the basics of the program. So I'm taking a look at some notes that she did send over to me, and it looks like, I mean, you typically go anywhere, is what she put. She put PA anywhere. I know you're in Wilmington,
yeah.
Right? Okay.
I'm located in Wilmington, but we work in, I mean, most of our projects are in Pennsylvania,
okay.
Maryland, New York, Jersey, surrounding areas
okay.
Typically. I mean, I have a project in Florida.
Oh, wow.
So really, yeah, wherever I'm needed.
Well, if it makes money, then I would say it makes sense, right?
Right, yep.
Okay. That's what I kind of want to clarify, because, I mean, when you say anywhere, okay, so you're a traveler. But
yeah.
It's going to make sense. I mean, when you're talking, you know, Pennsylvania, I mean, from where you're at, that's like almost a three-hour drive, right? That's pretty far.
Yeah, depending on what part of Pennsylvania, exactly.
Okay. And then I do see the website here that I'm taking a look at now. Wow. Very nice. Very nice. You know, I'll tell you this,
that
I am not good at designing at all. In fact, my own home, I didn't do any of the decorating my husband did. I don't have an eye for that. It doesn't matter. I don't have, he's all, you know, I did this house myself. And I said, I know you did, honey, and you did an awesome job. Okay. So you offer a wide range of, I'm looking at your Facebook page too, by the way, full
mm-hmm.
overhauls, just some ideas to pull up an existing space together. Awesome. So typically how are you drawing in new clients right now? I mean, what are you currently doing to bring in more new customers?
I mean, you probably saw on the bottom of the page, I use HomeAdvisor, which I'm going to be getting rid of. Apparently there's
okay.
a lot of issues with them, with
uh-huh.
me, and also they're being investigated right now for lead service theft.
Yeah, you know, it's I just recently heard about that. I'm, you know, I don't really watch the news. One of those, like, I don't
yeah.
want to hear
well,
all
I'll
that
tell
but...
you about it. I mean, they,
uh-huh.
they'll Google people's information and then just sell it as a lead, even if the person's just even just searching.
Yeah.
A lot of times, and I'm speaking from firsthand, because I'll call a client who I think is a lead and find out that they are just searching online, or, you know, they're not ready to move forward, or it's,
mm-hmm.
it's not even something in my realm of a project. So, I mean, you get charged for
and they're selling you the lead.
And
I'll tell you, I hear that so often. We work with a lot of their clients,
mm-hmm.
and I'll tell
okay.
you, Lisa, what they do, and it's pretty unique, and they've been doing it for quite some time. They run Google ads, right? And they spend, and I'm talking millions of dollars running Google ads that'll say
I believe it.
and they'll run Google ads that'll say like 25 best contractors or 25 best interior designers, whatever they're trying to, you know, run an ad on.
Mm-hmm.
And what they do is they run it in an area where there's a heavy search, right, for that particular service. So those are the leads that they're capturing. And you're right. They're selling them to you and to your competitors, and all of you are paying for the same lead, whether it converts into a job or not. So that's how they've been doing
it. Well, they're even selling my own information. A couple of contractors reached out to me based on potential projects because I was searching for contractors in the area, and they thought, well, from what they were searching is that I was looking for someone to help me with my project, personal project.
Oh my
gosh. I was looking for someone to help me work on a client project and sold my information to one of the contractors I'm actually partnered with now. So it worked out, but
it kind of worked out, but there was a good end to it.
But at
right?
the same time, it's odd.
A good outcome.
Yeah, and he told me how much he got charged to talk to me, and I'm like,
no
that's
way.
Not okay.
You're like, oh boy. What were you spending with them on the leads? Do you mind if I ask?
Oh my goodness. Year to date, roughly $5,000.
Oh my gosh. How long were you with them?
I know. I'm still with them, but I'm dropping them.
Was that over like a month or a couple of months span or?
Couple of months, yes, since January.
Oh my gosh.
I've been getting some projects through them, but a lot
that,
of it is just, you know, running around. So, I mean, it works for some things, but there is a lot of, there's a lot that isn't working based on, you know, they're just selling everybody's information regardless of what they're looking for.
Yeah. Now, as I'm taking a look here, so we offer several
packages. Definitely looking for something else.
Okay. So. We do offer several packages. How do you feel about Facebook? How do you feel about
I'm on Facebook. I've actually just was working on uploading a new ad for them.
Oh, nice. So you're running Facebook ads. Okay. How do you like them? You've been managing them for a while or?
I just started, I think, last week. So it's still new. I haven't seen the ad myself posted on anything, but, I mean, they'll alert me every time I hit my limit for the day. So
what's your limit set at?
They must be working. I think they do like $3 a day, but I've tried to start small. So the first ad I just capped out total at like $20 and just let them, you know, kind of figure out how many times that ad would show.
Right.
And then they could kind of cap it out at whatever they want per day, for a week.
Okay.
And then I was just about to post another one for a little bit more. So I am getting traction. I am seeing that multiple people have viewed. People have checked out my website through the ad. I post on Instagram. So I am on social media.
Okay. Yeah, I see that. I saw the Instagram. I see the Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it's good that you have these. A lot of people aren't up to date with social media, right? Marketing. Excuse me. So that's why I ask, you know, because a lot of them are like, well, I don't use Facebook. You don't, but a lot of other people do.
it can be time consuming.
It can.
It can be very time consuming. I mean, it's a lot of fun too.
Yeah, it is. And I'll tell you, so here's what I'm thinking. Now, we offer a number of services under one umbrella, right?
Okay.
We do also offer Facebook marketing. So, the difference would be that we would be managing it all for you, right? So it kind of takes some off your plate, right? Because it is a service that we provide, and I'm pulling up the package right now. So I'm going to present to you the first package that I think might work pretty well for you, and then I'll go over the discounted rate, and then I'm going to go over the pricing with you as well, okay? Our prices are set at a flat rate. Okay. We do not charge you per call or per job. It's a flat rate that, you know, with HomeAdvisor, right? And not to throw salt on the wound, but I'm aware you're paying for leads and they're different rates, right? You never know what the lead's going to cost until when you get charged and what have you. So with us, the service that we provide, you know what that cost is going to be every month. It's never going to change, right?
Okay, it's monthly.
Yes, it's monthly. I'm thinking the package for you, the first package that I would think would be it's what we call our VIP package, okay? What the VIP package includes is you'll get two spotlight positions on Google. We're going to include the Google Ads at the very top of the page, okay? And we are also going to include the Facebook ads, all right?
Okay.
And then we also include the first page placement on Google. So what we do, just so you know, we allocate a certain amount of money from the monthly cost that we charge you. An amount will be allocated to your Facebook ads. You're not incurring that cost per click. We are, and we're managing it.
Okay.
And then we are also allocating money to your Google ads. So I want to explain like how each component works, and then we'll go over everything that's included. When you're talking about your local listing on Google, right, that local listing is going to pin verify you in your zip code, and it's going to target 20 miles around you, okay? For us to target outside of that, then you would need to include either Facebook ads or Google ads. When it comes to the Google ads, you can target up to 100-mile radius, okay?
Okay.
You could target specific zip codes. You could target by counties, but that's how far you would be able to target if you went by mile radius, okay? And I want to be very transparent so this way you understand how every component works. With the Facebook ads, you're targeting about 50 miles. With the Facebook ads, what's unique about them is because we can make them relevant to an audience by either interest, income levels, or location. So we'll design it so that your Facebook ad is appearing at that moment when someone is searching there within your area for an interior decorator, they're going to see your Facebook ad appear. And it's both on their desktop as well as on their mobile device. So with the Facebook ad, we put call to action buttons on it. If it says call us, then they're calling you directly when they click on that ad. If it says message us, you're going to receive a message not to your text messages, to your Facebook Messenger. Now, if it says learn more, then it'll direct them to your website when they click on it. So that's how the Facebook ads would work, okay? What I'm thinking, let's see here. I know you're allocating $3, around $3 a day. So you're doing the lower end, so
yeah,
this way you can kind of...
Yeah, I think they broke it out. Yeah.
Okay.
I think they broke it out based on what I had set as my weekly limit. Because
okay.
I was just trying it out. You had mentioned, the push buttons. I was trying to figure out how to use those, but, I haven't been on Facebook in so long, and then once I had my son, I was back on it more, so.
Oh, man.
Priorities.
Oh, how old's the little one?
It works. Oh, my goodness. He's turning 6 months this week.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, your first one?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. Congratulations. That's
Thank
so exciting.
You. Yeah,
oh, my gosh. I love babies. I love babies. Well, all my babies are big babies now. They're all grown. They all have kids. And I'll tell you, once I became a grandma, and my daughter teases me all the time, I think you love the grandkids more than you love us. And I said, to be honest with you, I do. I do. I do. And you know
you
what?
You can give them back.
Exactly. I can sugar them up and give them right back. And my daughter, it's so funny because she's like, don't give them any candy, don't. And I told her, when they're at grandma's house, all bets are off, you know? Except my husband's
my
the
dad bought a sign.
No way, really?
That,
your
my dad
bought
a sign that says, grandkids are welcome anytime, parents by appointment only.
Oh my gosh, I need to get one of those.
I think it was on Amazon.
Oh my gosh, now I'm going to be welcome on Amazon anytime, looking for that sign.
Yeah, it's so funny.
Oh my gosh. So let me tell you, if you went, if you went with the VIP package, and we'll see how you feel about this one, right? The VIP package, if you went with that package, you would actually be looking at $549 a month, okay? And then it comes with a one-time setup fee of $99, and that's to cover the programming. So it would make your initial investment to get started, you would be looking at $648, and then it would be $549 a month, excuse me, thereafter. I'm already losing my voice. I can't believe this. I think it's because last night we were at a game.
That'll do it.
So $549 a month, $99 setup fee. Initial investment then to get started would be $648, and then your monthly would be the $549 a month. It is with a four-month commitment, and the reason that we ask for the four-month commitment is to really ensure that you're getting the maximum, right? You know that none of this happens overnight, correct?
Right.
It is a process. So just so you know, when it comes to the timeline, with the Google placement, you haven't PIN verified the business or requested a PIN code, correct, on Google?
No.
Okay, so we're going to request for them to send out a PIN code to you. It'll come in the mail within 6 to 10 days. The PIN code is what's going to make you the red dot on the map. So you'll get the PIN code within 6 to 10 days. Now, as far as with the directories that we list you on, because we'll also list you on Yelp, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, BBB, those are just to name a few of the directories that we're going to list you on. You'll be listed within those popular directories between 5 to 7 days, and we'll also have your login credentials as well for your reporting system, because you're going to be able to track your results. So you'll be able to go in and see like all the, yes, correct. And then when it comes to the Facebook ads and the Google ads, those will be live and running within 7 to 14 days. Okay. We're also going to include the voice-activated searches, Google Home, Amazon Alexa, and then we'll also give you exposure on mobile devices, iPhones, Androids, and tablets, pretty much covering all of your bases, okay?
Okay.
How do you feel about that package so far? I mean, what are your thoughts?
I mean, it sounds really nice. It is a little bit higher than I want to spend right now, but maybe if I think about it. Is there another option?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So,
and if not, then
No. Listen, there's other options. There's other options. So, if you wanted, so ideally, this is where I want to get very specific with you. Ideally, how far do you really want to target right now? I mean, I know you go everywhere, but that's going to depend, you know, that's going to depend, really. So,
you could stuck around Delaware. I don't know if you made it like a 30-mile radius.
Okay. So here would be here's your next options. Okay. So we have the Premier Platinum package, and then we have a Platinum package. I'm going to give you both, and then this way, you can see which one you think might fit best within your budget. I'm not trying to break the bank here. I want to make sure that I provide you something going to be beneficial.
That.
You know what I mean? No, of course. Listen, and that's why I present what I present. So always know that you have that one option. So you could go with, if you went with our Premium Platinum package, okay, the Premier Platinum package is going to include everything that we went over. First page placement on Google in the local map, Bing, content on Bing. We're going to submit you to the popular directories as well, voice activated searches, and then covering the mobile devices. Okay. We'll make sure also that your website is attached. The Premier Platinum package includes Google ads. The Google ads, you can target up to 100-mile radius. if you wanted. You could target specific zip codes where you know that there's a higher end income. You could target by county. Mm-hmm. If you went with that package runs you $4.99 a month with a $99 setup fee. So it's $5.98 to get started, and then it's $4.99 every month after. So it's a $50 difference, right?
Right. Okay.
There's that package. Now, if you went with the Platinum, the one below that, the only difference is that instead of you having Google ads, okay, we would be running Facebook ads instead.
Okay.
The Facebook ads, you can cover up to 50 miles. You can cover by, you know, income level, as I mentioned earlier, or by location, or by interest. If you went with that package, then you're looking at $349 a month, and then the $99 setup fee. So it would be $448 to get started, and then it would be $349 monthly.
Okay. With the Premier Platinum, is that with Facebook and Google ads?
The Premier Platinum is only with the Google ads. It's the VIP package that includes both.
It has both.
Yes.
Okay. Gotcha. And for the VIP one, is the radius up to 100 miles too,
yes,
or is it only 50?
Uh-huh. Okay. It's up to 100 miles. In fact, let me just confirm that for you, just so we're clear on that. Yeah, let me just make sure that with the VIP package, it would cover that. So when, just to kind of go over it with you again, just so you know, while he's answering.
Sure.
Okay, so we'll start with the lowest package first. Platinum package is going to run Facebook ads, right? The Facebook ads are always going to cover a 50-mile radius, okay? That's the furthest that those will cover,
that's
the Facebook ads.
That's probably what you were saying before.
Yeah. So the Facebook ads, when you do that package, the Platinum one, it's going to run Facebook ads for you, and that one, as I mentioned, would be $349 a month with a $99 setup fee. So it would make it $448 to get started, and then $349 a month after that, okay? And it's on a monthly, you're paying monthly, right?
Mm-hmm.
With that one, it is a two-month verbal commitment. So what we're saying is that, you know, we're not telling you you got to pay 2 months up front. We're just asking for a verbal commitment of 2 months, okay? And now when you look at the Premier Platinum package, the Premier Platinum package, instead of Facebook ads, it includes Google ads, okay? And the Google ads will cover up to 100 miles. That one will also, you could target with the Google ads by zip codes, specific zip codes, as I mentioned, where you know there's a higher income, by county or by mile radius. Okay. But that, the Google ads will cover up to 100 miles. So Facebook ads, 50 miles, Google ads, 100 miles. Okay. Now with that Premier Platinum package, then you would be looking at $4.99 a month, right?
Mm-hmm.
With the $99 setup fee, so it would make the initial investment to get started $5.98, and then the monthly would be $4.99. And those two packages are on a two-month verbal commitment, okay? If you went with the VIP package, right. Now, if you went with the VIP package, okay, the VIP package, you would be looking at $549 a month with the $99 setup fee, right? So that would make the initial investment $648 to get started, and then the monthly then would be the $549. But that's going to include both the Facebook ads as well as the Google ads. And that one is a four-month commitment.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Hope I didn't confuse you there, hon. But I want to make sure.
No, not at all.
I want to make sure because you know what's within your budget, right? And I want you to know what your options are. Even if you started with the Premier or even with the Platinum package, let's say you went with the Platinum package, right, with the Facebook ads, you could always at any time upgrade the Google ads on top of that if you wanted, okay? If you went with the Premier Platinum, which includes the Google ads and not the Facebook, later on down the line, if you want to add in, you know, start adding in the Facebook ads, upgrade to that, you can also do that as well.
Okay. This is tough. I mean, the pricing is really not much different from each one. So ultimately, I think the VIP is probably the best one because it just gets you out there for everything.
Yeah.
Let's try that.
You want to go with the VIP?
Yeah,
okay.
Let's give that a whirl. I know it's 4 months, but who knows? This is the biggest time.
Yeah.
Like the season, too. So let me just go grab my.
Okay. Yeah, take your time. We're gonna set up the account. You and I, we're gonna go through all of this, set up the account, get everything set up, you know, and then so take your time. We're gonna take our time on this because we want to make sure we do everything correctly. Okay.
Okay.
And just correct me if I say your name wrong. Aliyessa, right?
Aliyessa.
Yes, okay.
I say it slow.
Okay, you're like,
it's
Aliyessa.
It's like Alyssa with an E in there. Yeah.
Aliyessa. So, Aliyessa, I do see an email address for you. I saw it on your Facebook page. It's aliyessainteriors@gmail.com. Is that a good email
yep.
for you? Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to be sending you, in fact, two emails. So
Okay. The
first email that I'll be sending you is going to be labeled Google Advertising VIP Package. Okay.
So
I want to be very clear, though, with the Facebook ads, okay, since we're going to be running Facebook ads for you, you no longer need to do it on your end or else then you're paying more. Do you see what I'm saying? You're paying us
right.
and you're paying
yep.
paying it on your own. So.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I know with the Facebook ads, just so you know, you'll have to add us on as admins. So this way we can manage it for you. Okay.
Okay.
And the technician will go over all of that with you. So no worries on that. So let me get this email. The two emails that you'll be receiving from me, Aliyessa, it's going to have, they're both coming from me, Nadine Medina at Local Splash. So let me do this.
Okay.
You spell your name Aliyessa, right?
Correct.
Okay. Aliyessa. Got it. I'm going to get it right.
Yeah, no, you're good. You got it.
Okay. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to have to do like you do, slow.
Yeah.
That's what I got to do. I got to take it slow.
Well, I used to work with an Aliyessa who was, when I worked at an architecture firm, there was an Aliyessa in our team. And there were only four of us at the time. So
uh-huh.
two of us had basically the same name.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
Our last names were very similar. The only difference between us was she had red hair and I was blonde. Which
oh, wow.
still got people confused. And then there was an Elise who joined the team.
That probably made it even more confusing.
All bets were off, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Yeah. Could you imagine?
Yeah, it's entertaining.
Yeah, very entertaining. It sure sounds like it.
Yeah. I just answer to everything at this
You're
point.
Like, yes. Yeah, I'll answer.
Sure.
Even if you're not.
If I don't recognize the project, it's probably for someone else.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, okay, not a problem. Okay. All right. So I know I told you $5.99, correct? A month for the VIP package.
$5.49.
And then $99. Yep. Yeah. I wanted to make sure I put in that other discounted rate. Okay. So then it would be the 648 to get started today. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then it would be the 549 every month after that.
Next month. Okay. Yeah.
Yes. Correct. And then let's see here. So let me get that first one sent over to you. Okay. Put that in here. Now, the first email is going out right now. It's going to show you the pricing, and then it's going to show you everything that we're including in the package as well. And then I'm also going to send you a second email. It's going to be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. So it just kind of gives you that overview of our reporting system. This way you can get familiar with it as well.
Okay.
And then now the number that we're speaking on right now, Aliessa, you can receive text messages as well, correct? To this number?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. I'm also going to be sending you shortly two text messages. So the first text message that I'm going to be sending you now, it's going to have our number to customer service. So anytime that you have an update, a change, a question, a concern regarding your account, you will contact customer service, okay? They're here Monday. We're actually here Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So for you, it would be 10 to 7 is when we're here,
okay?
Just an FYI. So let me get that over to you. How long have you been doing this now? Do you have, like, more years of experience in the industry?
Well, yeah. I've been doing this for over 10 years.
Oh, my gosh.
I've been kind of freelancing for a little bit while I'm working full time. It just, I didn't, you know, cut the cord.
Got it. Okay.
It takes time to build a business.
It does. It does. You know what?
That doesn't happen
really does.
Either.
It does not. And
yeah.
You know what? A lot of it is investing. I'll tell you, in the first couple of years, my husband and I, we used to be caterers just on the weekends, like 10 years ago. And it was a good business. And I'll tell you, in the beginning, I was like, I see a lot of money going out. Can you tell me when the money's coming in now?
Right. Yep.
He was like, you need to be patient, honey. And I said, well, and you know, after we did some really big catering gigs, then yeah, the money came in. But unfortunately, he had gotten sick with cancer. And I was just like, you know, the kids were still too young to take over the business. So I just kind of let it dwindle away, you know?
Okay.
But yeah, you know, sometimes health is more important, right? But it was
absolutely
good while it lasted.
Yeah.
Now, I did send.
Hey, and you never know. You might be able to go back to that.
You never know. Absolutely. So the two text messages I sent you is a number to customer service, and I also sent you another text that has a link to a YouTube video. It is about 6 minutes long, so when you have time, make sure to watch the video. It's actually going to give you a demonstration on how you go in and see your reports. I mean, it's super easy. Super simple. But again, just to get familiar with it. Okay. And then I have your first name is Aliessa. And what's your last name?
Ryan, Ryan.
Okay. And the card that you're using, is it in your name, the business name, or both?
Both, actually. So
okay.
It,
how
it
does
says
your
Aliessa
name read?
Ryan on it.
Aliessa Ryan.
Aliessa A.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there's an A.
Brian. Okay.
Yeah, that's what Andreva stands for.
Oh, okay. Got it. And then you said it has a business name?
It doesn't say it on there. It's just says,
okay. It just says your name.
Based on my name, it's, yeah.
Okay, not a problem.
Sorry, it was confusing.
That's okay. No worries. We'll get to the billing in a minute. The phone number that we would contact you on as well as clients, is that going to be the 302-593-4694? That's the number you want listed?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then now the company name, how do you want us to list it there?
Ali Andreva Interior Design.
Okay, and Andreva is A-N-D-R-E-E-V-A, two E's, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, we're going to have Google send out that PIN code to you in the mail. What address do you want it to be sent to? This is where they're going to PIN verify you, okay?
Okay. 405.
Okay.
Weldon, W-E-L-D-I-N.
Uh-huh.
Road.
And that's in Wilmington,
that's
right?
Wilmington. Yep. 19803 is the zip.
Perfect. Okay, and I'm assuming, is this like your residence where you live?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to hide the address. We do not want that appearing on Google.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, no.
Home advisor would not do that for me.
You know what, and I don't know why they do that. Honestly, I don't know why they do that. It's, what is the point of having the address? Google doesn't want your home address showing. They are very aware that businesses operate, you know, from a home office, right? So they do not want your address showing. At all. Is that the same billing address for the card, hon?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. 405 Weldon Road.
Unless I wanted people in my house.
No. It's the only time that Google would want the address showing is if you have a showroom, right? If you have like a brick and mortar.
Right.
You don't have that. So, I mean, there's no need for it to show. You go to their homes. You go to their locations. They don't come to you.
Right. Exactly.
So, okay.
Yep.
All right. And then you said the zip was 19803, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Got it. And you mentioned it was an American Express?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you accept that?
Yes, we do. Uh-huh.
Okay.
And then what's the card number when you're ready?
3739.
Okay.
149.
Uh-huh.
469.
Uh-huh.
91008.
Okay. Expiration?
1126.
And the security code on the front?
5953.
Okay. I'm just going to repeat it back to you for accuracy.
Sure.
3739149469910008. Correct?
Correct. Yep.
And that expires November of the year 26. And then the security code on the front is 5953. Correct?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm not going to process the payment yet, Aliasa. I'm going to walk you through what's called a voice verification recording. And the reason is because I do have you at a discounted pricing program that we don't typically advertise. Okay. What it's going to do, it's going to outline our service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you as well that we will send in writing along with your invoice, okay? So as I am walking you through it, if there is anything that you don't understand, please do me a favor and just stop me. Say, Nadine, what does that mean? And what I will do is I will go back and I'll explain it and rephrase it. I want to make sure, Aliasa, that you have a clear and firm understanding before we even process your payment. Sound good?
Sounds great.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Aliasa Andreva Interior Design.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Aliasa Andreva Ryan, owner, designer.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to local splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from local splash?
Yes.
And just be aware, Aliessa, that you might receive a call, you know, from some other company trying to sell you another product. They are not related to local splash, so all you need to tell them is,
okay,
I'm already working with a company, and you don't need to continue entertaining the phone call, okay? We would not be calling you to get more money, in other words, okay?
Makes sense.
Now, in hiring local splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Can you repeat that? I'm sorry.
Yeah, and I'll explain it first. So what this means is we're not saying that you can't do additional marketing. What we're saying is that before you do, give us a call and let us know so that way we can reference it and make sure that we're not already providing you that service. We do not want you spending more money if you don't need to. That's what that means.
Got it. Understood.
And I'll repeat it again. So in hiring local splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, April 12th, 2022, in the non-refundable amount of $648. This is a four-month commitment. So your next payment will be due on May 12th in the discounted amount of $549. Okay. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically be renewing each month on the 12th day in the discounted amount of $549. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent charges for your next month of service, okay? Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. And then just to go back over with you, when your term is completed, that's at the end of your 4 months, right? Then you can cancel at any time if you need to pause it or what have you. We just ask you that you call us those 3 business days before it's due. So this way you're not incurring any charges. Okay.
Okay.
And then I'm going to have my manager help me with the package because I'm having an issue here. So in the meantime, while he's helping me with that, I am going to, let's see, let me chat him real quick. How does your schedule look for today for your client interview? What we do is we block out an hour and we'll set it at, we'll block out an hour and it takes about, I'm going to say 30 to 40 minutes. It just depends on how many questions or details you have. I actually have, if I look at my calendar right now, the latest appointment I have today would be 5 to 6. I don't know if that would work for you.
5 to 6. That should be fine.
You think so? That'll be a good time?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me do this. Let me get that time real quick because these slots fill up so fast and I don't want anyone to snag it from us. And you're going to receive an email for that too. So I'm going to put you down for 5 to 6 o'clock. Now, they'll call you today between 5 and 6 o'clock, and they're going to call you from an 877 number. So just make sure to answer all calls within that hour. And then, Aliessa, you're also going to receive an email for that calendar invite, but remember, it's going to be scheduled for your time. It'll say Pacific Standard Time on there, but remember, it's going to be at your time, okay?
Okay.
let me do this. And then an hour before your interview, we're also going to send you a friendly reminder letting you know that it's coming up. Let's see. Let me go here. Copy your email address here. And then while he's answering me and taking care of that, then we're going to go over your notes. And then once we process the payment, and I'll stay on the phone with you because you'll then be, I want to make sure you get your receipt. We send it both to your email as well as to your text messages, okay?
So let me get this. I just got your email.
Okay, you got my emails? Okay, perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's go over some of the notes. What are some of the keywords that you want me to list on here? I mean, obviously the interior design. This is for both residential and commercial.
Mm-hmm.
Do you do staging?
Yes.
Okay. I'm looking back to see what
interior it is. Decorating.
Uh-huh.
What else?
I'm looking back at, like, your Facebook and your, let's see.
Yeah, I'm trying.
I'm all, sometimes, like, when you think off the top of my head, oh, my gosh, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see.
I do floor plans.
Floor plans? I just saw that one.
I do... color consultation.
What was that, hon? I just missed that right now.
Color consultation?
Color consultation, yeah. Sometimes that's where my husband comes in. I mean, I think a designer could definitely probably do a way better job, but we're going to go with what he does.
Some people have it.
Right?
I do photorealistic renderings of your space prior to purchasing. I kind of help clients kind of see
photorealistic
before they
photorealistic.
Yep,
that's kind of cool. So before they purchase, you're kind of like, listen, this is what we could do.
Yeah, exactly. And a lot of times that sells the job, which is great, especially for those like nervous clients who don't really know what they're looking for. And then once you show them, they're like, that's exactly what I'm thinking.
Yeah, exactly. I think you have to have a really good eye for this. I mean, this, you got to be special at what you do. Quite honestly, my godmother, she'll come to, like, if someone buys a house, she'll come in and I don't know what she does, but she just, I was like, wow. You know, but she's got an eye for that. We've always told her, how come you don't do it as a business? She's like, I only do it as a hobby. Okay.
It is a lot of fun. You get to be creative, and that's why I went into this career. This was not my first choice of career.
What was your first choice?
I was going to be a teacher, and then I decided I didn't want to deal with kids.
Really?
You know, I love them. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
This is always something I should have done. I wasn't really guided in the path of going this way. I always thought that, like, I was always told there's no money in it.
Really?
But there is. There's tons of money in this. If you get the right clients, yep.
Right. You know, I'll tell you, you know, I'll tell you, cooking, I love cooking, right? I love cooking. I come from a very big family, so we've always cooked and everything. And so that's why we got into the catering, you know? And even now, and I'll tell you, and that wasn't like my career choice, right? But it was just like, you know, if I enjoy cooking, why not cook for people, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Now, do you prefer when the clients contact you, do you prefer like phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What's your preference?
All three is fine, yeah.
Okay. And then it's not a requirement. I just ask so I don't miss anything. Are you licensed and insured? Not required where you are in the process?
Not required. I mean, I have interior design licenses, but.
Okay.
I'm not knocking down walls myself. So I work with a contracting business who has all of that included. So.
Okay, perfect. And what are your hours of operation? Like Monday through Friday?
I mean, always.
Monday through Saturday?
I mean, I'll work Wednesday. I'll work weekends, too. We're open all the time. There's no
set. So do you want me to just put open? Okay.
Yep.
And then what forms of payments do you typically accept? Cash, check, credit card, Venmo, PayPal, Zelle?
All of it, yeah.
Okay, so cash, check, credit card, Venmo. Let me know if there's something I'm mentioning and it's no.
Venmo.
Venmo, PayPal.
We can accept PayPal.
Cash App.
I don't know what that is.
What about Zelle?
Zelle, I think, is through PNC. I can accept that, yeah.
You can? Okay, yeah, Zelle is typically through the bank.
Yep.
I'm just chatting my manager to make sure it's set up right. Okay, so I'll put Zelle in here. I know my kids typically, Mom, can you Zelle me some money? Okay, by when do you need it? I need it now because they're on the phone and I got to pay this bill. And I was just telling my daughter yesterday, you need to stop doing that to me. A lack of your planning does not, my husband always has a way of saying, a lack of your planning does not constitute an emergency on my end. And I'm like, oh my gosh.
So smart.
And we don't mind helping them. You know, your kids are always going to be your kids no matter what. But it's like, oh my goodness, these kids. Okay. And then, let's see. I got your website here, client interview there. Okay, perfect. And then the next thing we're going to do here. So just so you know what we're allocating, okay, so from the $549, what we're allocating for you is 200 of that to your Google ads and 150 we're allocating of that to the Facebook ads. And I'm going to tell you, the conversion's going to be really good. You're going to see a difference even with the Facebook ads. You're going to be surprised.
Okay.
You know, a lot of our clients get really great results. And so that's why I think this package is going to work very well for you. I mean, all of them work well, but I mean, this one, you're getting all of it, you know? So it's definitely,
yeah.
And you'll be receiving notifications as well. Okay. As we're, you know,
okay,
going through all of this for you. Okay. So let me just
Perfect.
Go here. Okay, let's see. My computer's just taking a little longer. We're almost done.
Okay.
So are you working from home right now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the baby's so quiet.
He's with the nanny.
Aw. Well, that's good that you have that help.
Yeah, it was really hard to find it, to be honest.
Oh, man.
Incredible. It's like finding, it's like shopping for cars right now.
Help. My daughter, she's been trying to even find a daycare so that way she can, you know, kind of get a better job now, right?
All booked.
My cousin had her kids, she's had all three of her kids at the same daycare, right, since they were little. And as one got older and then went to school, then the other ones came up. And so now, her youngest one's going to be starting TK, and she went from working from home, going back into the office. And she's like, oh my gosh. So she called the daycare. She's like, can I bring Amaya back? And she's like, her spot's already filled. She's like, oh my gosh. She goes, I'm telling you, I have a waiting list.
Yeah, it's crazy. It really is.
Yeah, most definitely.
And the prices, too, are just astronomical.
Outrageous.
It's like a second mortgage.
It is. She's like, no more kids. It's like having a whole new house or car. Like unless if, you know, dad gets three jobs, but I can't do it no more. She goes, it's too expensive. Mm-hmm. And I think back in my days, I mean, I had four kids, so it was like, you know, what was I thinking?
They're so cute, though. That's the hard part.
They are. I tried for the boy, but never came. So, okay, aww. Now I got grandsons. That's okay. I got grandsons, even better. Now, we did send your receipt, Aliessa, to both your email as well as your text message. If you could take a look, it'll say initial invoice.
Okay.
And it'll start off by saying, dear Aliessa A. Ryan, thank you for choosing Local Splash. And then it says a copy of your invoice is below this email. Do you see that one there?
Okay. Let me just click the link.
Did you click on where it says please click here?
Yeah.
Okay. Now it takes you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. So if you could do me a favor, just scroll all the way down to the very bottom, right? And then right before your signature, right above it, there's a little box to the left that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the credit card and all the information is accurate and correct. So you're going to click on that because you're saying, yes, it is your name on the card that you provided. And then at the bottom where it's asking for your signature, you're going to just type in your name exactly as it reads. After your middle initial, you don't need to put the period after the A because it's not with it. So just as it is. And then the date's already there, so you don't need to put in the date. And then you'll click on confirm signature. Let me know when you do that. It should now be asking you for username and password, correct?
Yeah, it is, yep.
Beautiful. So I wanted you to see this part because this is your dashboard. We don't have your username and password yet because once you have your client interviewed today, which I'm glad we got you an appointment today, we're getting the work done, okay? So remember, within 5 to 7 days, you'll be within the directories, and you're also going to have your login credentials. So they'll email you this link, a username and a password. Okay, and you can update the password to a password of your choice. Within 7 to 14 days, we're going to have you listed both in the Facebook ads as well as the Google ads, okay? And then you, within 6 to 10 days, be on the lookout for that postcard. It looks like a postcard. It'll say Google at the top. It's going to have a PIN code. That PIN code's what's going to make you the red dot on the map. The technician will go over it with you as well, so once you get that, give us a call so that way we can, you know, get the PIN code because that's super important. So if someone else gets the mail, tell them it's not junk mail. Not to throw it away.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, with the local listing, it can take, as I mentioned, between 30 to 45 days, and that is in our terms and conditions. At times, though, I have seen it where it's happened sooner. But we are supplementing that listing with the Google and Facebook ads within the 7 to 14 days, okay? Because we know it's important for you to start getting those calls. And you will be receiving notifications as these things are being processed. So we'll keep you in the loop when you're live in the Facebook ads, the Google ads, the local listing, the directories, okay?
Okay.
All right. I want to be the first to welcome you to our Local Splash family.
You.
And I want to thank you for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business. I'm super excited for you. And, man, I was looking at these pictures, even on your Angie's Facebook, or not Facebook, but Home Advisor Angie's listing. I mean, wow. Wow. Good work. Really good work. Any other questions for me before I let you go about your day?
Not at the moment. Thank you so much for all your help.
You are so welcome. I really want to thank you for giving us the opportunity. We are just super, super excited for you. You know what? They just sent me a message. Hold on real quick.
Okay.
Okay. It looks like the appointment that I have scheduled.